Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Well, I printed it from my phone.
What the? So. How you print from your phone?
I have an air printer.
What the fuck is that?
Just connects to the Wi-Fi.
That's not real.
Okay.
That sounds like it's fake.
It's not. It's very real. Fully real.
Never mind. I was going to say that, but I was going to say, no, I need to say that off air. I can't.
Okay.
It's just something popped up. It's not appropriate. It's appropriate, but it's about someone who listens.
Oh, so. Okay. Great.
Theme song.
What's your excuse?
Hello.
Can't wait to tell you hello. You're going to be like, that was not worth the wait.
Welcome to
What's Your Excuse?
The podcast. I'm Megan.
I'm Caitlin. And this is the podcast where we talk about our excuses for being fucked up individuals.
Again, weirdos.
Weird.
You know what I realized also, by the way, is that have we been saying stay spooky or keep it spooky?
We've been saying like too many things.
Okay.
I don't think we've settled. We settled on something once like 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, it was keep it creepy.
No.
And then it was keep it spooky.
Because wasn't the keep it creepy was being used.
Uh-huh. That's why we didn't use it.
Yeah. And then keep it spooky, spoopy. But then there was something else that I think we said as a joke, but then we both kind of liked it. I don't know. I need to go back and listen.
Yeah, you do that because I don't like the sound of my voice.
Oh, I lost out. 135. Fuck that. eBay. Anyways.
So how was your week?
Oh, I was prepared for you to go first.
All right. How was your week? It was good. Thanksgiving went well. My George met my mom's little 5-pound dog.
How'd that go?
Piper, the 5-pounder,
yes,
was terrified of George. And like every time he would come by, she would, I'm going to make a face that won't translate on podcast, but Caitlin has to see it. She would go. And then Ryan was petting Piper once, and like she was standing up on her hind legs to like reach him, and then George came by to get pet also, and Piper like pulled her face back, her eyes got huge, and then she sank down like, no, I'm good, I don't need to be pet,
thanks.
But she did, honestly, he did really, really well. He's really gentle with smaller dogs.
That's good.
Yeah. And so yeah, we did end up at the emergency vet for my mom's dog. She ate a piece of chicken jerky and it got like caught.
Oh, no.
But she got it down, but on the way down, it must have scratched her tonsils.
Oh.
Because the vet said that she had tonsillitis now.
Oh, no. I didn't know dogs could get that.
I didn't either. She's fine.
I didn't know dogs had tonsils.
I knew they had tonsils. I didn't know that they could get... I don't know. I don't know why I wouldn't know that they could get infected.
I'm like, oh, look. Can they get them removed? Like humans?
No.
No. I guess it doesn't affect their speech, huh?
No. No. No.
So my brother had to have his removed.
What?
Yeah, his were so big that he had like a speech impediment and stuff.
Huh.
And it was like affecting his learning.
My goodness.
Yeah, so he had to have him removed. Nuts. He's smart now.
Thank goodness. All because he got those tonsils out.
Tonsils out? Smart.
Yep. Take the tonsils out, add a little more brain matter, you're good.
They add it right to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Take them and they go into your brain.
Yeah. And it takes, for sure.
Yeah. And then you get the knowledge of everything that has ever touched your tonsils.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That could be bad, depending on what stage of your life you got them removed.
Nope, I'm going to pass on that. I'll stay dumb.
Me too.
So, but
wonder if it gets it coming back up too, like vomit.
I don't know.
Me neither.
But that's about it. No, I mean,
talk to tonsils.
Yeah. Did Thanksgiving and then that's it.
Fun.
Yeah. You know, living the dream.
I hate Thanksgiving.
Great.
It's literally like the least important holiday on my yes. list. Like St. Patrick's Day obviously comes before it in my book. I was going to say something like President's Day or some shit, but
Arbor Day.
Yeah. Like, I guess I don't really care about President's Day. I do like to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade every yeah. year. So I at least have one tradition.
Well,
I
there
do.
You go.
But I hate the food. So, because 6 years ago, Time Hop told me, is when I had my fateful evening of eating or going to a debutante ball.
Ooh.
No, fancy, weird. And then 400 something people of the 700 people there got a stomach bug.
Great.
Super fast acting.
So I got one too a few years ago.
On Thanksgiving?
Day after. Yep.
Oh, see ya.
I just saw it on my Time Hop today.
Mine was, I started getting sick about two hours after I'd eaten. Mm-hmm. So I puked about 13 times.
Yeah.
And I puked up all the food I had just eaten. So I can't do Thanksgiving food anymore.
Yeah.
Don't like pumpkin. Don't like, I can't do stuffing. Stuffing.
For a long time,
mashed potatoes still. I didn't eat mashed potatoes Sunday.
For a long time, I couldn't eat Johnny Carino's, which I mean is null and void now.
Yeah.
But because my sister, my mother, and I all three got a stomach virus after eating it.
Sure, it wasn't food poisoning?
I was sure because our cousin had been staying.
Oh.
And she was a baby. And her mom told us, like, oh, yeah, she had a stomach virus. Sorry about that. And we were like, it started with one of us. It was like one of us was in the kitchen sink. One of us was in the bathroom toilet and the other one was in the bathtub.
Yikes.
Like, and my dad was out of town for work and my brother was at his father's. And so it was just like the three of us just vomiting for hours, spaghetti through our noses.
It sounds like a party.
It was a blast.
Well,
that shot they gave us in the ass. Never forget it.
Speaking of spaghetti, that is what I eat for Thanksgiving.
Oh, good.
Thanksgiving spaghetti.
Sorry, I hope I didn't ruin that for you just now.
Nothing but spaghetti.
Good.
Yeah, I had tacos for lunch, spaghetti for dinner. I watched.
What about oatmeal? Can oatmeal be ruined for you?
Oatmeal. I used to think it felt like vomit in my mouth.
It does. That's exactly what I was going to say. Is that it's got the texture of vomit.
Yeah, it does.
I still eat it.
That. Yeah, and I still eat it too.
I still eat it. I still know that it has a texture of vomit. I don't think about it while I eat it.
Yeah, true.
That does make it hard.
Vomit.
I have had moments where like I'll have a mouthful of it and I'll just like it'll cross my mind like this is a texture of vomit.
Yeah.
But then I take another bite and don't care that much.
That's fair. I watched Malin's cat and he is a psychopath.
Cool.
Very sweet though.
Great.
Just I'm not used to a younger cat's energy. Yeah. And literally one day this cat climbed my body while I was getting ready. I was like standing there and like put my hair up and he goes tick 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 up my side and I was like, what are you doing?
Oh god.
I gave him some pets and he just like hung out.
Oh, you know
what? Hung out and I was like, okay, get down, please.
I totally forgot that I had a migraine on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, and woke up at 2 a.m. with it. And, like, my migraines are really weird because, like, half of my face goes numb. I can't talk.
Sounds like
a
stroke.
I can't read. It is. It's like a little teeny tiny stroke. And I started throwing up. Well, I had, like, gotten myself, like, calm and back to sleep, and then Ryan's alarm went off.
Yes.
And so I was like, turn it off. I have a migraine. And he was like, okay, do you need anything? And I was like, no, it's fine. Well, I think that there was like just a lot of stimulation when his alarm went off because I immediately jumped up, ran to the bathroom and threw up and was like, I vomit very violently, as we've discussed.
Yes.
The jaw.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like in the toilet, face in the toilet, screaming, water. And then in between my dry heaves saying, I ate a towel for behind my neck. Screaming. Just fucking screaming. He hates it. I mean, I don't know anyone that wouldn't hate that sound. But he always says, he's like, it sounds like you're exercising a demon every time. So I was very hoarse. I'm still a little bit. Still got a little hoarse, ripped up my vocal cords.
Yikes.
Yep.
Yum.
Yeah.
Real fun.
You know what's worse is that at 2 a.m. you have nothing in your stomach to throw up.
Yeah.
So it's just dry heaves.
Love that. And a little bit of bile. A little trickle. Mm-hmm. Yum.
Bitter taste of bile.
Yeah. So good.
Romantic.
But yeah. So pretty much that was my week. So
great.
I don't think I did anything else. Yeah. I don't know. Did I? No. I didn't do nothing. I don't do anything.
I'm sorry. Masks. I find myself yawning a lot more when I'm wearing a mask. Hmm. So.
That's weird. I don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought my glasses getting fogged up.
Yeah.
All time.
Yeah. Well, I just have mine like sit atop my mask so that it holds it all in.
Oh, yeah. See, my glasses are not tight enough on my face. So if I do that, they just go right off.
Mm-hmm.
Moment I bend over, they're on the ground. And I'm like, oh, chasing after it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about this week?
Today, we're going to talk about haunted dolls.
That's right.
Something I'm very familiar with.
She is.
I like dolls. I like dolls.
I'm just familiar with creepy dolls because my mom has a very large collection of creepy old dolls. So I don't know if I've told you, my mom is an only child.
Mm.
And so whenever we would make fun of her dolls, she would tell us, stop it. They were my only friends growing up.
Oh,
she would be kidding, but we still make that joke.
Yeah.
And then she'll ask us like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my dolls when I die. And I'm like, I don't want them.
Yeah.
Don't leave them to me. None of your children want them. And then she was like,
I think about that often too.
Yeah.
Like, where am I? Who's going to love my dolls like me?
Well, she's like, what are we going to, like, what's going to happen? And I was like, Mom, it's not that big of a deal. Like, we'll sell them. And she was like, you can't sell my friends. And I was like, oh my God, fine. You know what? I told her, I was like, when you die, these dolls are going to sit in the reserved seatings at your funeral. They're going to get the first two rows so that they can get the awkward condolence hugs. And I'm going to glue them on the outside of your casket.
Yeah.
It's going to be arts and crafts time as funeral.
Or you could just shove them all in the casket with her so she's buried with them.
Jacob, take out where I said my mom's real name. I don't want to get doxxed. We're famous.
Yeah, you are. I didn't hear you. I don't remember you saying it.
I did. It hit me.
Oh, no, I think maybe I do remember.
Yep.
Okay.
Arts and crafts time at Bleep's funeral. So that's my familiarity.
That sounds like the kind of casket I would want, little doll heads all over it.
Good
love
God.
That.
No. Recently, I did tell her, like, hey, bring out the dolls. Let me pick a few that I do want. Like, I'll take your favorites, I guess, as a memento of you and your friends.
If you're lucky, she'll haunt one.
Don't joke.
Conduit.
Don't. No. No, because
keep her around forever on a little chair.
She'll be haunting me, telling me how messy my home is all day.
Fucking pick up your clothes, Megan.
Clean this up. I can't flaunt my fancy debutante dress with your messy fucking house. But so you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. I am doing Robert the Doll.
Yes, we both chose very...
very famous.
Very famous dolls.
Yeah.
As one does, because, well, we got to cover them sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometime. Not
also,
sometimes.
Also, side note, for the better half of this week, I have not been able to turn my neck to the left. I, like, strained it. I don't know. I do know. It was when I was picking up stuff from after the market.
Mm.
I was bringing it up the stairs. But I decided to try and take it in the wagon.
Oh.
Yeah. So I strained my neck.
Well, good thing I'm to the right of you. Yeah. So.
Yep. So Robert the Doll.
Love him.
Just so that we all know.
His face literally looks like cheese.
It's horrifying. And like, even if it wasn't haunted, still horrifying.
It barely resembles a doll.
Yeah, it's like a potato.
Yeah, he looks like just like the inside of like a couch.
You know what he looks
cushion.
Like? Those just like dolls that we used to make with pantyhose and cotton where you just twist them?
No.
No? Okay, great. Yeah, no, me either. Again, that sounds weird.
I was terrified of dolls as a kid. I was discussing that with someone else earlier today because I posted a little video and some of my dolls were in the background, and people were like, Caitlin, I could never sleep in your house. Like, I don't understand. They're like, it adds to that much how more of a badass you are in my head, because you can just exist with these. And I was like, it really doesn't make sense, because I was terrified of dolls and clowns growing up. And what do I have? A doll and clown collection. Clown doll collection.
Just leaned in on it.
Yeah.
Just lean in.
I was like, maybe you just got to really live with it and then you overcome your fears.
Yeah. And it's full, it's immersion therapy.
Yeah. She was like, I can't even watch a horror movie with dolls in it.
That's what they do with OCD people.
Yeah.
Full immersion.
I said, hey, if you ever need to borrow a doll to get over it, you know where to come. I almost said, I'll give you one that's not haunted.
But yeah, then, I wouldn't start with any of your dolls.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get over it.
Hey, I treat them very well. So I think we have a nice, rapport, you know? They don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
I just say, oh, y'all are cute. Yeah. And they go, oh my God, thank you for the compliment.
Thank you for noticing me.
Let me stare at you all the time.
So, God, I hate those fucking dolls. The story of Robert the Doll dates back to the early 1900s when Eugene Robert Otto was given a one-of-a-kind handmade doll by a servant that worked for his parents in his home. Now, there are a bunch of stories as to how, where this doll came from, yes, how he got it. So, like, here's one version. Eugene, who everyone called Gene, I don't know why that's relevant. We're not talking about Eugene. We're talking about Robert.
Just like old Bobbert. Bob's Burgers.
Now, Gene named the doll Robert and quickly became attached to his new friend. The home where Gene lived, now called the Artist House, is located on Eaton Street and was built between 1890 and 1898. It was here that Gene was given Robert, and where friendship that lasted throughout his lifetime and beyond was forged. While he seemed like an ordinary cloth doll, it wasn't long before Robert was involved in strange and somewhat terrifying events. Somewhat terrifying. I'm sorry. I have to put this up. Somewhat terrifying. No, fully horrifying.
Let's work on your phrasing.
Call it
what it is.
Please be real. The first hint that something out of the ordinary was happening was one night when Gene, who was only 10 years old, awoke to find Robert the doll sitting at the end of his bed staring at him.
Love that.
Uh-huh. Moments later, his mother was awakened by his screams for help and the sound of furniture being overturned in her son's bedroom. Gene cried for help, begging his mother to rescue him. When she finally was able to wrench the locked door open, she saw poor Gene curled up in fear on his bed, his room in shambles, and Robert the doll sitting at the foot of the bed. "Robert did it," were the only words Gene could get out. The same words he would later use many times throughout his childhood when something strange, mysterious, or destructive would happen.
Also, like, if you see that amount of fear in your child's eyes, how could you not believe them?
Okay, follow up. Why did we keep the doll?
Yeah. I mean, but every time you try to get rid of a doll, my doll.
Dude, burn that shit, take it to a church. I don't fucking care. Get it out of my motherfucking house. Yeah, no, thank you.
Be good.
Pass.
Something blessed.
Yeah. You need to burn it and throw the ashes into the holy water. You're good. And then say,
what if the burning releases the
and then you say,
entity, though?
Get back, Satan. Call back.
Step back.
Oh, step back. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My bad. Nobody knows for sure why or how this child's plaything could actually wreak havoc on a child's bedroom or do anything at all. After all, it was just a toy, right?
I would believe. The moment I set eyes on that, I mean, I'm sure age hasn't, you know, been kind to him, the years. But like,
the doll or Gene?
The doll.
Okay.
But I imagine, like,
I mean,
I
he was new when
doll.
They bought him.
Yeah, I know, but
so age.
He couldn't have been that cute even then, though, because going off his appearance now, I'm like, he still couldn't have been a very attractive doll.
I mean,
God, he's gonna
the
kill
way,
us.
Yeah, we can't talk shit about this doll. Oh fuck, I'm done. You know what? Never mind.
On second thought, Robert, you're great.
Anyways, you guys heard of Chucky or? A lot of people think that Chucky is based on Robert the doll. It's not.
Yeah.
There are parallels because there are always going to be parallels with evil dolls.
Yeah.
There's only so much they can do.
Yeah. Kill someone.
Yeah.
Great.
So there were other things that happened. Jean's parents would hear Jean talking upstairs with the doll and getting a response back in a totally different voice.
Yeah. See?
They reported seeing the doll speak and witnessing his expression change, giggling, and sightings of Robert running up the steps or staring out the upstairs window were also reported. Robert continued to live with Jean throughout his lifetime, and after Jean's parents died, he moved back into their home with his wife, Anne. Jean decided that the doll needed a room of his fucking own.
That's
and placed him in the upstairs room that had a window overlooking the street. Stop it. Listen, if at any point...
I just want to please him.
If at any point when Ryan and I moved in together, he was like, hey, weird side note, just little thing, little concession. I have this doll.
Yeah.
And I know we only have two bedrooms in our home. One of them has to go to him.
He
Do you?
Our child.
I would be like...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Now, the doll stayed at the house, right? Until he moved back.
Yeah.
And then everything kind of... Okay. Because I was like, I also would have been like, no, if this grown-ass man is just carrying around one doll, like doesn't have like a weird collection like I do, like just one doll and treating it like that, I would be like...
And like you don't find out until you're already married to him and moving in, like... No. How late is too late to get an annulment?
Yeah.
sorry, I could have done that off of the mic.
I liked it.
Thank you. Anne felt uneasy with Robert in the house, and although she couldn't put her finger on it, probably she wasn't allowed to touch him.
Yeah. I don't want to touch him.
She wanted Jean to lock the doll up in the attic where he could do no harm. Jean conceded, and as one could imagine, Robert the doll was not happy with his new digs.
New digs.
Yeah. soon visitors to the home heard footsteps in the attic, the sound of someone pacing back and forth, and devilish giggling. Neighborhood children reported seeing Robert watching them from the window in the upstairs bedroom and told accounts of the doll actually mocking them as they walked to school. I mean, I am here. I am here for that. What's up, Susie? You got that pigeon toe walk. You bow leg bitch.
That is so mean.
I'm not sorry. When Jean heard this, he immediately went to investigate, knowing that he had locked Robert in the attic and there was no way he would be sitting by the window of the upstairs bedroom. But to his complete shock, when he opened the door to the bedroom, there was Robert sitting in the rocking chair by the window. Jean locked Robert back up in the attic several times, each time discovering him again sitting by the window in the same upstairs bedroom.
Nope.
Jean died in 1974.
Great year.
And a new owner moved into the house. Their 10-year-old daughter was delighted to find Robert the doll in the attic. This one is false, actually. This part is false. I read in another story recently.
I was like, who would be delighted to find him?
Yeah.
Even I would be terrified.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no. And I like most dolls. Would I house them? Yeah, probably. No, I wouldn't.
It says, her delight ended soon when she claimed that Robert was alive and that the doll wanted to hurt her. No shit. She awoke often in the middle of the night screaming in fear and told her parents that Robert had moved about in the room. Well, at least he's not throwing your fucking furniture all over the place and you like got to clean up a fucking mess.
Like...
I'm more concerned with you being a bad house guest. Don't mess up my fucking room and then be like, clean it up, bitch.
Yeah, some of my furniture is real expensive. You fuck with that, I'm gonna fuck with you.
Yeah. Ryan, it wasn't long before the doll was given away. Today, he lives in the East Martello Fort, where visitors from all over the world come to see him. Now, people believe that the origin of Robert's evil lies in the one who originally gave him to Jean Otto, the servant who worked for Jean's parents. The woman was supposedly mistreated by her bosses, and to punish them, it is believed that she cursed the doll with voodoo and black magic. That might explain the many mysterious and frightening experiences people have had with Robert. But if so, wouldn't the haunting end when the owners died? No one really knows for sure, but one thing remains constant. Robert the doll continues to taunt and scare those who come to visit him, especially guests to the museum who attempt to take photos.
Yeah, can't take pictures of him.
Well, they say that you can. You just have to ask his permission.
But he still isn't a fan.
Yeah, no.
I recently listened to a story where a girl, they got married and they got married in Florida.
Yeah.
And they made a trip down like for their honeymoon kind of thing to go see Robert the doll. And the house that they were already in, they stayed in like a mansion.
Yeah.
An old house. And she like they went back. It was already kind of creepy. There was already activity happening in there.
Yeah.
But then she went and she then took a photo of Robert the doll, did ask permission, but still was like, I would probably just advise against it. Because after that, like, she doesn't know for sure, but she has, like, a feeling that it was Robert. Because after that, shit just started going wrong for her. And, like, back at the other house, there were, like, shadow figures galore and stuff coming out after her. And well, so she thinks, like, there's some sort of curse or something that Robert put
on her.
And
so they say... if you do take a photo and don't ask his permission or you piss him off. Because, like, if you take a mocking photo, it doesn't really matter if you ask permission.
Yeah.
Like, that's just fucking rude.
Yeah.
You write him a letter of apology, ask him for forgiveness. There are tons of letters that surround his glass case from those situations of people getting in car wrecks, people dying, pets dying, things like that. Now, something else that someone had said in another article was that he believes that the spirit actually is the doll feeding off of negative spirits that come to visit or the spirits surrounding him.
I like that idea.
And less so a curse, because like there's evidence of when Jean's mother actually went to buy this doll and that it wasn't a girl, like a servant who gave it to them. And a lot of people think that like Robert's hair is human hair. It's not, it's fake. It's made from mohair. But that's, you know, this talks a lot about the idea of it being given to him by, a young girl. But, I did find a TripAdvisor report.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Howard RK.
Love it.
Key West, Florida. I believe it's pronounced Flo-Rida, but
Flo-Rida.
Yeah. And the title is We Should Have Asked Robert's Permission. No shit.
Flo-Rida and Florida together.
And you put Will I Am and William together?
Yeah.
Okay, good. No. Well, Florida is Flo-Rida.
I know, but I never said it like
it's
that.
The same idea.
I know.
So,
Will I Am makes sense. And then Flo Rida, I just thought it was like he got a flow and he's riding something.
Yeah, it's Florida. He's from there.
Oh, yeah, I guess I don't know much about him.
I'm a big Flo Rida fan.
I can tell.
No.
His tattooed on your forehead.
Yeah. I'm a big Flo Rida fan tattooed on my.
Big.
Yeah.
It's real small though, so you gotta get it looks like a freckle from far away.
That's just a freckle.
There's something in my drink.
So this is from 2009, actually.
I think it's all fly. I'm going to drink it.
Robert's already getting you. Last week, we were in Key West soaking up the history and wonderful sunshine. We are from New Hampshire and are not strangers to ghostly tales. Little did we realize that Robert the doll was more than just a tale. We went to the museum and was told by a very nice lady at the front desk to be sure and ask Robert's permission. This is riddled with typos, so I am correcting as I read. Be sure and ask Robert's permission if we wanted to take his picture. I just laughed at such a silly statement. So silly. We then proceeded into the gallery where it was air conditioned. Ooh.
Well, TripAdvisor, he's gonna let you know that you can get out from the heat.
where it was air conditioned and there was some beautiful artwork on the walls. I found one painting that caught my eye and decided to take a picture of it. That's when it all started. As I snapped the picture, I looked at my camera and it said no images. All of the 50 plus pictures that we had taken in Key West were suddenly gone. We went parasailing the next day. The boat captain took a video of us in the air. Now this, you can't be sure. The boat captain took a video of us in the air, got back home. The disc was blank. Have we considered that that boat captain didn't know how to use the camera? Have we thought about that?
Just didn't hit.
Yeah. I have also been hearing some strange noises during the night since I've been home. To all who may read this, please listen to the nice lady at the front desk at the museum. She's probably dead. Ask Robert's permission if you want to take his picture. There are 316 likes on this. So,
well,
that makes it official.
I guess so, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's really, it's an interesting tale. The doll is horrifying. If yeah. ever, weird Caitlin, potato. I'm going to tell you right now, when I have a child, do not buy my child a doll.
I won't.
Thank you.
Out of respect for you.
Thank you.
Also, if I buy a doll, I'm probably keeping it for me.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Keep it at your house. Keep it.
I'm real bad about buying gifts for other people. Instead, I just buy things for me.
Me too.
I go, oh, I like this.
That's me with my cups.
Or I buy one for someone else, and then I also buy one for me.
Yeah.
Because I want it
too. Oh, you know what else? There was another story. The lady who bought Robert before he went to a museum, she like lived in the house for like 20 years and then ended up moving and took Robert with her because she like hadn't had any problems with him. But then when she moved, he locked her in the attic.
Oh, fuck.
Like a few times. And then she was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm done with this. I'm over it. Your fuck bullshit you, is done.
Get out.
Yeah.
Kicked out. Evicted.
Yeah. Yep. That's how he ended up at the museum.
Robert the doll. Always. I feel like the movie The Boy is heavily inspired.
Yeah.
But although very different.
Yeah.
I love the twist.
I have never seen it.
Oh.
Does Zach Baggins have twist. Robert the doll now?
No, he does
not. Okay.
No. He has.
That's what I thought, because I knew it was like a Key West staple.
Yeah. No, he has. I believe her name's Mandy. I was gonna do her. She
Barry Manilow. I like it.
Oh, God, someone was so sweet to me. Y'all, today I spent. I was so feeling myself for like 2.5 seconds. Had my eyeliner all cute and stuff, and then I spent the rest of the day trying not to cry.
Why?
I don't know. My depression just was like, nope, bitch.
Right. That sounds fair.
And so I just.
I'm literally trying to stretch this mask over my earphone because it hurts the back of my ear.
Just to get off is fine. but. Oh, fuck. What was that? Is her name Mandy? Mandy, the haunted doll. I believe. There's apparently movies about her that got a 2.5 out of 10. I believe her name is Mandy the doll. Yeah. She has been, I almost did research her because I'm very interested in Zach Bagans' haunted museum, even though
also,
I have like stickers from there.
Every time I take a mask off, it feels like I have like just a shit ton of boogers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. The inside of my mask gets like wet. And I'm like, that's disgusting. Why do I breathe the way that... but I almost researched her, but there's not much to go off of her except for the fact that she'll make you like physically ill and you're not supposed to look at pictures of her. She's been said to have like caused heart palpitations and just like almost like heart attack symptoms just through a screen.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so like not even seeing her in person. So it is a little bit difficult to find images of her online. I've tried.
Seems like a liability.
Yeah. But so she is one of that in the Dybbuk box or whatever, or one of two things that you have to sign a waiver for before going into that exhibit in the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum. I've never had I go to
That's
Las
what
Vegas
I was just
all
about
the
to
time.
Ask you.
I had a friend go, and he brought me back a little sticker and a pen, and his ticket stub. But I've not personally had the pleasure of going. And also, the
Don't
people that I go with are pretty
me.
Superstitious. And like one friend was like, "I swear to God, if you go, you're not getting back on the plane with us."
That would be me.
But But other friend went, and he came back on the plane with us. Mm. So I was like, why can't I go?
Maybe other friend doesn't believe in it as much as you do.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to, but like, I feel like that should make it even more reassuring, because I'm not going to mock the doll.
No, I know. But if they don't believe in it, but still respect it, then it has like no power.
See, I feel like that would,
if you believe in it, I feel like there's a lot more power that comes in the belief.
I feel like that if I was a pissed off spirit and somebody came in and was like, motherfucker, you don't believe.
But that's what I'm saying.
But like, if they respect it, but like in their brain, I can tell because I'm a ghost or something, you know, I can read minds. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah.
I would be like, okay, bitch, let's go. Let's go. I'm going to show you how I'm real. Plane crash.
I don't know.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know. Just next time I get on a plane, get rid of it. But it's the only face I have. Please use it. Sometimes I try to use my face recognition while I'm yawning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always like, that's not your face, motherfucker.
Sometimes I try to use it without makeup, and it's like, no.
Oh.
Who's this bitch? Yeah, it's very disheartening.
You're like, okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. Yeah, okay. Sometimes I wonder if I do have a lot of makeup on, if it won't recognize me, because I don't, I hardly wear makeup.
I can answer that question. Yes.
Yes, won't. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I chose to do Annabelle. Of course, going off of how it was last week, right?
Yeah,
that we spoke about. I spoke about the Perrin family and the original Conjuring, and then we spoke about Annabelle briefly. Already bored.
Fuck up. No, it was 2 weeks ago. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, because it was Get Back Satan. Step Back Satan. And it was because last week we talked about the elevator game.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. Okay, 2 weeks ago. Anyways.
Already bored. Fuck you.
So for those of you who don't know, I don't know how you want to know. I'm pretty proud of her. I have a doll named Annabelle. She has red pigtail braids, much like both the movie interpretation and the actual version of Annabelle do. And then she doesn't have arms. I have one of her arms. It's on a shelf in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I have the decor that I have. Mm-hmm. But so I have an Annabelle too. So I chose to do Annabelle, who was named in spirit of this Annabelle. And I will say, as I was researching this, I noticed quite a few similarities where I went, okay, gonna die soon.
Now, is the original, I don't know why I always think this. The original Annabelle, that's what I thought. Okay.
So the movie interpretation, they went for a porcelain doll look because I feel
they
like
went a lot creepier.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people are
more sinister,
more scared of like porcelain dolls.
Mm-hmm.
However, the idea of a like busted Raggedy Ann moving about my apartment, the idea of a cloth doll scares me so much more than a physical
doll. You can't hear it.
Yeah. And also it's like the fact that it's able to stand up. As a cloth doll, freaks me out so much more. And it's like,
I just imagine. I just inhaled my spit.
Yeah, love that.
I just imagine like porcelain dolls, you can hear their little feet coming across. Whereas cloth dolls, let me just bring my sleeves.
Yeah, you can't hear it.
Nothing.
Can't hear very much.
And it could just right on your face and fucking kill you.
Yeah. I am a little bit perplexed as to why they didn't go with a Raggedy Ann. Maybe some people wouldn't be able to take that seriously.
Yeah. I could see that.
But like, I don't know. The idea of that really fucks me up a lot more than this doll does. Again, the first Annabelle, fantastic. Scared the shit out of me. Had the issue with like calls dropping and stuff right afterwards because I watched it alone and then went home alone and stayed at home alone for like a week. Because
you hate yourself.
I do. So. The Annabelle's after that, wasn't the biggest fan of them. I watched all of them as one does.
Thank God I can take them off of my Netflix queue.
There's the Annabelle Comes Home where it's like, or the Annabelle origin story, I'm sorry. Which might be Annabelle Comes Home. Whatever it is, it's
is that the nurses?
No.
No. Oh.
So this what one is telling of? How Annabelle was. The nurses are who originally
Okay. I'm sorry.
But the Annabelle origin story one or whatever talks about how a spirit got in the doll.
Mm, great.
And, there's this one scene where they pan in on her face and then she vomits. And then that's how she possesses another person. And I just, like, first off, it had some real Sixth Sense vibes.
Annabelle vomits?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, that's how the other person, I don't know. But they panned in on her face, and as we know, I don't fucking like
it. You don't like
they
it.
Do that. Oops.
She's real angry about it.
Don't fucking pan in.
She got a lot of feelings.
Anyways, that was such a sound. So the true story of the original Annabelle doll begins when she terrorized her first owner in the 1970s. Again, real Annabelle was Raggedy Ann.
Uh-huh.
Big old Raggedy Ann. And Ed and Lorraine Warren, our friends, R.I.P., then came in and saved the day.
Okay.
Yes, they do. Not really going to read much about the people coming to there. Because, I mean, she just sits. She sits now, is in the Warren's little mm-hmm. museum, which is very, some people are like, it's just a bunch of, like, weird Halloween shit. And, like, stuff that would just kind of knickknacks. And that's not, there's no real, like, they don't hold water.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Annabelle, I fucking believe her. And, like, now, I feel like she's real. And you are not supposed to. She sits behind a glass case. She is locked up. I believe the case is blessed.
Yeah.
To where she can't get out. And it's like, they're like, don't fucking touch her. She will ruin your life.
Now, we've talked about my feelings about the Warrens. Or Ed and Lorraine. Yeah. Right?
No.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay. I have a hard time with them because of Amityville. Because it was, you know, the priest that was the original priest of that story came forward and was like, hey, I lied. Hey, this was all fake. So that's why I tend to have like, I don't hold a lot of stock
but
in
what
them.
What if the priest was lying about that? Because I believe the original haunting of the Amityville was an actual thing. I believe the second family that came in did it for money.
As far as I know, the original priest who came in the first time said, I did it for money.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, he could also be lying, too.
Yeah.
Just to denounce it.
Yeah.
I believe the hauntings actually happened.
Well, but I don't think he would denounce it if it's demonic. If anything, that raises their case as in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, maybe he.
I don't believe. I don't know. I do believe in Annabelle. I think that thing is creepy. Yeah. I'm not denouncing that one. I think that maybe there are things that get blown out with them.
Yeah.
So, but that's as far as I can say. I've never met the people.
I love the Warrens. I think they're cool people. And I think they were doing a lot of things that people found to be avant-garde. I believe Lorraine was heavily able to do the ability she said she could.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure with anyone, there has to be some sort of blowing out of proportion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
especially, like, if you've got movie rights. Mm-hmm. That's entertainment. That's,
and then,
you can't,
I mean,
tell the whole story.
You have to
because,
sell things
yeah,
to get
exactly.
people to come in.
Yeah.
So, but I do believe she had actual abilities. And the Annabelle story seems to be entirely spot on.
And my point of saying that was, I can see why people would feel like this museum is not.
Yeah.
You know? Because to me, I go, okay, if the only thing there that I like, that I personally really believe in, is the Annabelle doll, does that really a museum make?
Yeah.
Or does it an artifact make? So, but go on. I'm sorry.
I guess I don't know enough about their museum.
Yeah. I don't know anything
I'm
about
sure
it
I'm sure
there's
either. Other things I would believe in.
Yeah.
But I am also, I believe, most spiritual occurrences.
Yeah.
Because I've had so many. Anyways,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll have to cut some of this out. Okay.
No, leave it. It's good.
Okay. So anyways, according to the well-known demonologist couple, the doll is responsible for two near-death experiences, one fatal accident, and a string of demonic activities that lasted some 30 years. The first of these three infamous hauntings can allegedly be traced back to the 1970s when Annabelle was brand new and the story was told to the Warrens by two young women and then retold for years afterwards. And so I wonder, I guess Annabelle was a new doll and then a spirit just came into her.
Mm-hmm.
But as the story goes, Annabelle the doll had been a gift to a young nurse named Donna, or I don't know how to say her other name.
Maybe so it was depending a patient on the source. That died.
That's not what it says.
I'm just making things up.
To a young nurse named Donna from her mother for her 28th birthday. Donna apparently was thrilled with the gift, brought it back to the apartment that she shared with another young nurse named Angie. At first, the doll was an adorable accessory, sitting on a sofa in the living room and greeting visitors with her colorful visage. But before long, the two women began to notice that Annabelle seemed to move about the room on her own accord. And that was one of the things that I was like, well, I just have my Annabelle sitting on a chair in my living room to greet everyone. So that's fun. Donna would sit her on the living room sofa before leaving for work, only to come home in the afternoon and find her in the bedroom with the door shut. Donna and Angie then started finding notes left throughout the apartment reading, "Help me." According to women, the notes were written on parchment paper, which they did not even keep in their home. So this ghost was just pooping out paper.
Is it going to the store?
Yes, sir. Or maybe, I mean, if it's demonic enough, maybe it can conjure it. It's like got ink. Quill that, and shit too.
Are demons also warlocks?
I would think so. Summon the power of Satan. Satan goes, "Here you go. Here's some paper. You need to leave a little note for
friends. Here's some parchment paper. By the way, that's all. I can't help you out of this doll, but I can give you parchment paper.
So you can then possess someone else.
This is what the strongest powers in all the land have allowed me to do."
Angie's boyfriend was in the apartment one afternoon while Donna was out and heard rustling in her room as if someone had broken in. Upon inspection, he found no sign of forced entry, but found the Annabelle doll laying face down on the ground. Suddenly, he felt a searing pain on his chest and looked down to find bloody claw marks running across it. 2 days later, they had vanished without a trace. So, it's like making shit happen that clearly did actually happen to him, but then
what
made it disappear later. So it's like, haha, bitch, you crazy. Making him feel real dumb.
Psych.
Following Lou's traumatic experience, the women invited a medium over to help solve their seemingly paranormal problem. The medium held a seance and told the women that the doll was inhabited by the spirit of a deceased 7-year-old named Annabelle Higgins, whose body had been found years earlier on the site where their apartment building had been built. And then in the Annabelle Origins movie, I guess I should really know the fucking name of it. Comes
it's
home.
It's fine. Just call something. It the Origins.
The Annabelle doll does get possessed by a little girl.
Okay.
Hit by a car.
Okay.
And it's this girl. But then somehow it's like a doorway.
Uh-huh.
And then it becomes a demonic spirit. The medium claimed that the spirit was benevolent and simply wanted to be loved and cared for. The two young nurses reportedly felt bad for the spirit and consented to allow her to take up the permanent residence in the doll. They said, "Okay, little girl, you can sit here."
Mm-mm.
Eventually, in an attempt to rid their home of the Annabelle doll spirits, Donna and Angie called an Episcopal priest known as Father Hagen. Hagen contacted his superior, Father Cook, who alerted Ed and Lorraine Warren. So leading up to that, not only with like what happened with Lou, the boyfriend.
Okay. I was like, who's Lou?
I didn't say his name the first time I realized.
That's okay.
But with Lou being attacked and then them finding the notes and all the little things like that, I believe they did try to get rid of her several times and she kept coming back. Like they would put her outside in the trash and then all of a sudden they'd come home and whoop, there she is. She'd right back on the couch ready to write some more notes. So there were just lots of instances like that that led to them finally calling like a priest.
Now, did anyone tell this original medium sensitive, whatever? Mm. Did anyone tell this original lady, By the way, she left scratch marks and bloody scratch marks on my boyfriend. I don't know how loving she can really be.
Are you sure you're right?
I would be like, I'm so sorry that you are stuck here in the stall. Why don't we help you cross over?
Yeah.
Get the fuck up out of here.
Some real ghost whisper shit.
Right? Like, instead of being like, you should let her stay here for eternity because that's what spirits want.
Yeah, like, wonder
is to
if
be
this
trapped.
Medium was on, like, the devil side, maybe. And because, I mean, what it was, it ended up, I believe it is a demonic entity posing as a little girl. So then that way they would feel comfortable enough to then welcome it into their home. And so I like wonder if like she was in on it and the demon was like, hey, tell mom a little girl.
That's
she was
what
like,
I
oh,
had.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's a little girl.
Yeah.
She's dead, seven.
Sorry about her sharp nails.
Higgins. she's fine, you know, she just wanted a hug.
Well, and that's what I've always heard about it, was that it, you know, pretended, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say it before you got the chance to, because it's rude of me. No. But but I still am like, but how did y'all trick it? Like, this lady must have been like a liar.
Yeah. Probably just was like, did some research on the house before coming over.
See, that's what
Annabelle
I think.
Girl died here.
Yeah.
It's Annabelle. Annabelle's in it all. Anyways, so then they like started calling it Annabelle and stuff, and that's how she got her name. Gross.
No, it just fell very hard to the bottom of the cup.
I see. As far as Ed and Lorraine Warren were concerned, the two young ladies' trouble truly started when they began believing that the doll deserved their sympathy. The Warrens believed that there was actually a demonic force in search of a human host within Annabelle and not a benevolent soul. The Warren's account of the case states, spirits do not possess inanimate objects like houses or toys. They possess people. An inhuman spirit can attach itself to a place or an object, and this is what occurred in the Annabelle case. The spirit manipulated the doll and created the illusion of it being alive in order to get recognition. Truly, the spirit was not looking to stay attached to the doll. It was looking to possess a human host.
Now, what do you think about that?
I don't know.
About spirits not being able to haunt
inanimate objects. Because I've had actual experiences, not with, well, I have actually had a few with Annabelle, but with
you
another doll.
You let me touch her.
I was like, gone at that point. I was in and out of sleep.
It was 9:30. I was passed out.
Very tired. I will go back into some personal stories here in a second. Immediately, the Warrens noted when they believed what they believed were signs of demonic possession, including teleportation, the doll moving on its own, materialization, the parchment paper notes, and the mark of the beast, loose clawed chest. Three big old. The Warden subsequently ordered an exorcism of the apartment to be performed by Father Cook. Then they took Annabelle out of the apartment into her final resting place in their occult museum in the hopes that her demonic reign would eventually end. There are other hauntings attributed to Annabelle. So following Annabelle's removal from Donna and Angie's apartment, the Warrens documented several other paranormal experiences involving the doll. The first just minutes after they took possession of her. After the exorcism of the nurse's apartment, the Warrens buckled Annabelle into the backseat of their car and vowed not to take the highway in case she had some kind of accident causing power over them in their vehicle. However, even the safe back roads proved to be risky for the couple. On their way home, Lorraine claimed that the brakes either stalled or failed several times, resulting in near disastrous crashes. Lorraine claimed that as soon as Ed pulled holy water from his bag and doused the doll with it, the problem with the brakes disappeared. So, I believe there is some sort of mention of that in one of the movies. Upon arriving home, Ed and Lorraine placed the doll in Ed's study. There, they reported that the doll levitated and moved about the house, even when placed in the locked office in an outer building. The Warrens claimed that she would turn up inside their home, which is like, nope. She don't want to miss her locks. Finally, the Warrens then decided to lock her up for good, and they had a specially made glass and wood case constructed upon which she inscribed the Lord's Prayer and St. Michael's Prayer for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life, Ed would periodically say a binding prayer over the case, ensuring that the sinister spirit and the doll remained good and trapped. So, yeah, I guess it wasn't holy water. It's like a special case with Lord's Prayer and stuff in it. I don't know St. Michael's Prayer, but...
Me either.
I don't know what that is. Since being locked up, Annabelle the doll hasn't moved again, though it is alleged that her spirit has found ways to reach out to the earthly plane. Once a priest who was visiting the Warrens Museum picked up Annabelle and discounted her demonic abilities, Ed warned the priest about mocking Annabelle's demonic power, but the young priest laughed him off. On his way home, the priest was involved in a near-fatal crash that totaled his new car. It's mm-hmm. just, bitch. He claimed to have seen Annabelle in his rearview mirror just before the accident. That's a little bit spooky. Years later, another visitor rapped on the glass of Annabelle's doll case and laughed at how silly people were to believe in her. It's like, don't fucking mock him. Come on.
Why go there?
On his way home, he reportedly lost control of his motorcycle and crashed headlong into a tree. He was killed instantly, and his girlfriend just barely survived. Mm-hmm. And she claimed that at the time of the accident, the couple had been laughing about Annabelle the doll. And over the years, the Warrens continued to recount these tales as proof of Annabelle the doll's horrific powers, and that none of these stories can be corroborated, it says. But I believe it. Hmm. I think even just to be safe.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not going there to be like, fuck this.
Fuck you, stupid doll. Yeah. Like, I almost feel uncomfortable like speaking her name, and the fact that I even like jokingly named a doll Annabelle, I do think like maybe it's causing some. I'm not sure if it will cause issues for me.
Yeah.
I do try to respect all of my dolls, like, entirely.
Yeah.
But with Annabelle being home, so she was this kind of doll that she has this talk box, uh-huh. for starters, which terrifies me.
Uh-huh.
And once I got Annabelle, she did sit at work for about a week before I finally took her home, because I felt so uncomfortable by her. That I was like, I don't want to bring her into my house. She was a gift from someone.
Oh, I was like, Caitlin, why'd you buy her?
Yeah, somebody found her and then was like, Caitlin would love this.
And you're like,
mm-hmm. I still took her and I still enjoy her. I've not tried to clothe her. She's just naked. She's still got her sale sticker of $3 on the front of her too. I think it completes her little look. she had one arm that had fallen off, another one that was missing, but the way that her body moves, so there's this mechanism mm-hmm. within her. It's this like metal thing that when you move her legs, it would have then moved her arms, mm-hmm. but also her head.
Mm-hmm.
So when her legs move, her arms, it would be like she would walk and then her head would turn from left to right.
Yeah.
And it makes this like kind of clunking sound.
Yeah.
Like and I just imagine that coming up my little stairs sometimes. And it does freak me out a bit. Recently, I was taking down Halloween decorations because we had the streamers mm-hmm. up on my ceiling. And I don't have a stepladder, so I had one of my dining room chairs in there to stand on. And I sat down mid-decorating or mm-hmm. de-decorating. And the chair was slightly in the way of her. And so she sits on a chair that is next to my TV, and she does seem to just, like, stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are like, I feel like my doll, like, I feel like that's watching me or something, I'm like, I know she's watching me. There's not, like, there's no, like, I feel like she's watching me.
Yeah.
Like, there's something in that doll. So I wholeheartedly believe that spirits can possess objects. They can possess furniture. They can possess whatever the fuck they want. We've talked about the haunted organ on here before.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. now they could be entirely right by saying that it is then looking to possess a human host.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it still will possess an inanimate object if it wants.
Don't you think you have enough haunted shit at your house?
I could start my own museum.
That you, yes. But that if they were always looking for a human host, don't you think something would have happened to you by now?
Exactly.
Not like what has happened to you, but like an actual like possession.
Yeah, yeah.
I think inanimate objects can absolutely be haunted.
Yeah, I agree.
Fully.
But so that one time when I had the chair there, I swear to God, I was sitting on the couch and I feel like she just like shifted ever so slightly over to where her face was like just in line with the chair, just past it, so she could then look at me again.
No.
On the couch. And I was like, cool, 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 cool. I was really worried when I put cobwebs over her for Halloween. Yeah. She was going to be real mad at me. So far, so good. I do have one other doll. Of all the dolls that I would expect to be haunted in my house, this is the one that has actually caused something to happen. And it is this tiny little doll I got for $2.
Uh-huh.
It was made in Japan. It has just no eyes. Like, it's cool. Just like little holes. I do have a porcelain doll with no eyes, too. But this little one, it's like little pinholes. I don't know what this doll was originally used for, but I thought he was cute. So I brought him home with me. And in my old house, the one that was heavily active, there was a little phone nook in the hallway. And I placed him in the phone nook one night. And this was a time when Chris and Kimmy were both gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in the house alone.
Yeah.
And I was dog sitting for Chris, her little dog at the time, Rita, who is deaf and never barked.
Yeah.
She just was like the most unbothered dog.
Yeah.
On the face of the planet. So chill. Perfect dog. And so it was very strange one night. I woke up. I don't really remember the time. I probably should have checked the time, but that would have made me freak out. I'm sure it had. It was early in the morning.
Yeah.
So like 3, 4 a.m. kind of early. And I woke up to Rita losing her shit.
Yeah.
At Chris's door, just barking her head off. Completely uncharacteristic for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've also watched her before overnight, and it wasn't like she was a lonely thing or needed to go to the bathroom. Like, she went out before she went to bed. Like, her normal schedule. She was fine. Also, Rita, if Rita had to pee, she'd just go into Chris's shower and pee. Like, Rita was kind of smart.
That's
that
wonderful.
It was like she was litter box trained.
Yeah.
And then Kitty was also going nuts at my door.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just pawing on the door. And these doors were, you know, old doors from like the fucking
40s.
They're
thick.
So that, and they rattle when you hit them because they don't actually shut enough. Yeah. And so she's just like on this door, losing her shit too. And if Rita ever did bark, she wouldn't typically react. So it was very strange that both of them were going. This is also the night that Kitty then, once I like told her, I was like, shut up, like go to bed. She came and she pissed on my head.
Yeah.
While I was asleep. And it worked.
Yeah.
It got me up. And I like opened the door and like, you know, figured out. I don't know. And then the next night it happened again. Both of them were just losing their shit at the door, going crazy. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, come on. And then so I had to think. I was like, okay, what has changed?
Yeah.
What have I brought into this house in the past 2 days? What is going on?
Yeah.
And I realized the only thing that had changed is that I had put that doll in the little phone nook in between our two bedrooms. And I moved him to our dining room and nothing ever happened again. That's where I'm pretty sure the other ghost lived. But it's like he hung out in the dining room. So I think maybe
they kept each other company.
They're like, oh, hey. What up, fuck with each other? Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he was fine. I've not really had any other issues with that doll since. But he is still slightly unnerving to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, it was very strange. It's the only, like, issue I've had with any of my dolls. I've not had, issues with them moving or anything like that. Thank God. Because that would probably still scare me.
Yeah.
A lot.
It should.
But I am still a little bit afraid of Annabelle sometimes.
If ever you called me and you were like, one of my dolls moved, I'm not that freaked out. I'd be like, no, you need help, but
you need to go
something's
to
wrong.
The institution.
Yeah.
Right now. What's DePaul's number?
Yeah.
Calling them.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I like my dolls, but I do try to respect them. And if I went, I do have to go to Florida this summer for a wedding.
Enjoy.
Yeah. So wonder maybe I'll, I don't know how close Key West is to where they're getting married, but maybe I'll be able to swing by. That'd be kind of fun. I've only ever been to Pensacola in Orlando, so I don't know what else there is to Florida.
Yeah.
Seems not like an enjoyable place, so.
Well, there's crazy people.
Yeah.
So that's an option.
Like idiots is what they are.
So,
we
real quick.
We always call them Floridiots.
Yeah.
So.
So, real quick, we want to thank our patrons. Patrons?
Yeah. Patrons.
There we go. Patrons. our Patreon donors. How about that?
Yeah.
We have Brian and Amanda.
Mm-hmm. We also have Brandon.
And Jeffrey.
And then Shelby.
So thank you guys so much for your support.
Yeah, means a lot.
We always appreciate it.
And you can also support us if you go to this link right here.
Yep. www. I don't know why I keep doing that. Patreon.com/ What's Your Excuse
Q,
podcast.
Q, Q.
Yeah. Yeah. Like y'all don't know what else. The World Wide Web is. So patreon.com/ What's Your Excuse podcast.
That's right.
If you want to reach out to us, mm-hmm. you can reach us on Instagram.
That's right. And that is at What's Your Excuse podcast. All one word, no spaces, no capitalizations, no apostrophes, mm-hmm. none of that bullshit.
You can also reach us on Facebook.
That's right.
Send us a message.
And that is What's Your Excuse podcast with spaces and apostrophes because there
we're not animals.
That's right.
You can listen to us on a bunch of different platforms, mm-hmm. including mm-hmm. Spotify
and Apple
and Pandora
and also Google
and Stitcher.
That's right.
And you can send us an email if you want to send us stories about your creepy dolls.
Yeah. Do you have dolls? Show me. Yay.
Send those directly to Caitlin. And that is
What's Your Excuse podcast at gmail.com.
So thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah. And as always, we are in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios. We've got our friends out there. Hey.
Jacob and Mike.
Mike says, no.
Yeah. Mike wants us to leave.
But anyways, it's been a good time. We loved it. I'm hungry.
So. Yeah. Ryan's making chili, so I gotta get my butthole ready.
Buttholes. I ate cocoa ramen before coming here to think maybe if broth would make me happy.
And?
I'm still sad.
Oh, damn it.
'Folks,
all right,
I'm Piggy.
Great.
Hi, I'm Becca,
and I'm Josie,
and we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait, do you want us to? Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Hi, I'm Becca,
and I'm Josie,
and we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God. We're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher,
wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
There. You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me.
Looking for a job? Check out ResWrite.
ResWrite offers resumes, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles for individuals searching for new opportunities.
Resumes start at just $30.
Check out ResWrite.com for more info and use my code ResWriteRMN10 for 10% off all services.
Again, that is ResWriteRMN10, which is ResWriteRM as in mom, N as in nachos. 10 for 10% off all services. What? Nachos was a good thing.
Hi, my name is Gary. I spend a lot of time on Rogue Media. I love podcasting. Podcast makes me so happy. When I'm not doing anything else, I'm listening to Bluesville, Keep Waco Loud, and a lot of other things. I love the Rogue Media.
This has been Rogue Media Network Podcast.